I often get asked how I got started in this line of work. Today, I'm sharing the story of how I discovered there are actually principles of art and science that you can use to guide your style decisions from a rational perspective. And I'll give you three things I got wrong in trying to DIY my style, and one surprising thing I got right. Now, if this is your first time here, welcome. I'd like to invite you to take my free style personality quiz, which you can find at my website, signaturestylesystems.com, or at the link in the show description.
Do you wish you could show up to everything in life feeling like yourself? This is Signature Style Systems, and I'm Rebecca Milkey. I know you sometimes feel self-conscious about how you look because I did too. Now I have a process for discovering your style DNA. In this podcast, I will teach you how to work with your body's design to find clothes that fit and flatter, what you need based on your lifestyle, and where to find your aesthetic. So grab a pen and a sticky note. Let's dive in.
Hey. This episode is for those days when you wonder why everybody else looks good in the clothes that are available in the stores, and you feel like you're the only one who doesn't. I'll tell you how and why I discovered there's actually a rational basis behind why certain styles look better on different bodies. And because I was not born knowing what to wear, I'm going to share some things with you. This was probably 25 years ago. Do you know how sometimes in life you go through a long season where you're not invited to any weddings, and then all of a sudden it's wedding season and you need a dress? Well, this particular year, the styles that were in the stores were like flowy and long and kind of shapeless, and that was what was available in the stores that I could afford to shop in at that time. So I picked one of these less than flattering dresses, and because I had a wedding to go to, I had to have something to wear. And then at the last minute, when I was getting ready and I just didn't feel right, I threw on a suit jacket from when I had been in corporate. And it had a shaped waist, so it definitely helped, but it was not a great look. The two pieces didn't really go together. And so I was self-conscious and the experience kind of stuck with me. Around that time, I got into a conversation with a friend about why certain things looked good on some people and not on other people. And I really had no idea how to define this or figure out what it was going to be. I didn't really know that there were objective principles that could help with that. So my friend, she told me about this book by Carla Mathis, The Triumph of Individual Style. So the Triumph of Individual Style lays out basic artistic principles like line and shape and color, all the things, and it connects them to visual appearance as the application. So like you are a walking work of art, and how you dress, how you do your hair, what earrings you wear, all those things are your medium. This book uses for illustrations famous works of art, so it's super fun. And it's been used over the years as a college textbook in both fashion design and in art. If you ever work with a personal stylist or an image consultant who has real training, much of the real training is going to be based on this work. So I kind of became obsessed. I borrowed the book from the library over and over until after a few years, I could finally afford to buy it. Sadly, it's no longer in print. But at the time, it was priced like a college textbook, which is expensive. And then I started a blog. And I blogged about it. I talked to all my friends about it. And I thought I was starting to get pretty good at understanding the principles and applying them and working them into my own wardrobe until I actually started training with Carla. Then I discovered several things I had been getting wrong. The first thing was I had my silhouette wrong. I thought I was a figure eight because I thought my shoulders were sloped, which my husband kept telling me that they weren't. But I thought that they were because sometimes I have trouble with bra straps slipping off. But anyway, the book says that rounded shoulders or sloped shoulders create a figure eight silhouette. But Carla has changed her mind since then, and shoulder shape is not used to determine silhouette, but hip shape is. So, I mean, going off the book, there was no way I was going to get that one right. But now, if you want to DIY, I've corrected that for you. So, the difference between an hourglass and a figure eight is what is the widest point of the hip? So, if your shoulders and your hips are basically the same width visually, if you're looking at you from the front, you don't need to measure, and your waist is smaller, you're looking for whether the widest point of the hip is kind of the at the top, like the pelvic bone. Or is it at the thigh, the top of the thigh, the like thigh bone? So if your hip is widest at the top, like just a little bit below the waist, right where it would be really handy to have a shelf to set a toddler on, then you have the figure eight silhouette. If the widest point of your hip is at the top of your thigh, you are an hourglass. Did I say all that? If you have the hip shelf, you're a figure eight. Okay, I think I said it all. Another thing that I got wrong was I thought that I needed to wear bangs to visually balance because my head is slightly long relative to my body. But what I did not realize is that using bangs to shorten your head length, which is technically your face length, it only works when your hair contrasts with your skin. Since my skin is light yellow orange and my hair is light yellow white, there isn't enough contrast for that to work for me. And then when I met Carla, one of the things she said to me was that, because I was wearing my hair was a little bit short, bangs. I thought it was a cute, sassy style, but apparently, there was too much of the hair on my face distracting from my actual facial features. And, your face is where you connect with people. So that was the second thing I got wrong. And the third thing I got wrong was around color, but it wasn't so much wrong as it was just incomplete. So the book really only talks about using inherent colors. It goes into a lot of good information around resonances, which are really important for creating harmony and also for, I think I've made a podcast on resonances, but I don't remember which one it was. Anyway, the resonance of color is like the particular kind of tinted or shaded that it is. Is it a pastel color or is it toasted with a little bit of brown? Anyway, those things are really important for conveying like personality. It also has the book has a lot of good information about color harmonies, and I shared a lot of that in a really recent episode, like maybe one or two back. So anyway, when I now, after all these years of experience down the road, when I build a custom palette for you, I use your inherent colors, which are the colors on your body, your hair, your eyes, there's usually multiple colors there, and your skin. But that's not all I use. I also use your visual favorites, and then I create a unique palette that harmonizes all these colors. So it's going to be a coherent palette that looks good on you. So those were the three things I got wrong. And now here's what I got right. One thing I almost never hear about, but I use it all the time, is the concept that tapered pants make your legs look longer. It really works. And if you are an hourglass who's having trouble giving up your skinny jeans, this could be why. So whenever like tapered styles of pants, like right now, wide pants are popular and they work great for a lot of people. And I'm wearing them. It works well for me. But whenever a tapered style pant comes in, I will usually buy that as quick as I can. Like last year, I think it was, I bought some like almost harem style pants, and they're so fun. And then they're tapered kind of at the bottom. And then I will wear those until, you kind of can't get away with it anymore. Stretch that style trend cycle as long as possible when it's something that works for you. I have really short legs, so that's why it works for me. So the homework for this episode is if you have read The Triumph of Individual Style and you have questions on applying it, send me an email at hello@signaturestylesystems.com and I will answer you. If you haven't read it, why not check your library and see if you can find it? Pretty much all of the artistic principles taught in The Triumph of Individual Style are part of my complete package, the sabbatical. In addition, I take you on a deep dive into your personality type and your essential aesthetic. You can learn more at my website, signaturestylesystems.com. And I just wish you to have fun being you. Thanks for watching slash listening.
If this episode blessed you, it would mean so much to me if you left me a written 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And please share this podcast with your best friends so you can support each other in your signature style journey.